system.
What's going down? It's your boy Malik Zaki, back at it again with my girl
Tiffany Janae.
Hey, so today we're going to be talking about labels. Is that like being a label whore?
Yeah, I am one.
Oh, so I can call you a whore?
No, you can't call me shit. Don't call me period.
Damn. Alright, so I won't be calling her, but if I did want to call her something, I'll call her you label whore.
That just means that, okay, on the food, nobody's lying to you about anything. They fully disclose what is inside of that food that you're eating. So when you're sitting around and you're like, why do I feel sick? Why am I gaining weight? Why? Turn over the bag and read the label. I guarantee you that if you eat a lot of junk food or stuff that you see on television all the time, you're not going to be able to read 95% of what is on that bag. So what does that tell you?
That tells me that I need to know what I'm eating, right? So with that said, label whore, that's what the label whore is. Basically turning over the package and seeing what the contents are. Because a lot of people are dying over stuff that they could have prevented. And that's a bad thing. So, that's what I think you're saying, right?
Yes. So, label whoring just meaning that you just do it all the time. Like, there's not a time that you're not going to do it. You're reading that package. I mean, even on the front, if you look on the bags, it says in there, it'll be like Doritos. And then right under Doritos, in a less bolder print, it says artificially flavored. And then they tell you on the back that as well. So, you have to pay attention to these kind of things. You know, use your search engine to research these things.
So Google that.
Yeah, so when you read it and it's like partially hydrogenated oil, Google that and see what that means. Like, what is that? What are you ingesting? What is the result of ingesting that type of thing? What does it lead to? And then read about artificial flavors. Like, a lot of people have allergies to this red dye. I think it's red number 30 or something. So read that, you know, figure out that and then start tracing things. Like, what are your problems? And maybe it's as a result of that.
Yeah, so I want to make a point. Like, people ask all the time when my wife is cooking and whatnot, they're asking, like, what is that? And she tells them, this is this, that, the other. And they be like, nah, I'm cool. I don't want to eat no fruits, no vegetables. But when you go to McDonald's or you go to Burger King or you go to Taco Bell, you don't even think to question what's the ingredients in that. So I'm just saying that. If you're going to question what's in the ingredients of stuff that's coming from the house from somebody that you know, you should damn well be checking the labels on folks who you don't know, who don't have your best means, your best entrance in mind. So that's what I'm saying. Be a label whore.
Yeah, because one time I even tested that. I went to a fast food restaurant with one of my relatives, and I leaned over and I was like, can you give me the nutrition facts and the ingredients list on that food you just gave her? And it was like, everybody looked at me like I was crazy, like, we don't have that. And it took them a long time. They had to call the manager, and then they gave me some brochure that wasn't even what I was looking for. And
it was like an 800 number, right?
Yeah, I was like, call this number.
Yeah, I remember
so
that.
That's what I'm saying, like, you should be concerned. Organicblood.com, that's where we blog about some recipes, about living holistic life, entrepreneurship, entertainment, peace.
You know where it is.